Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. Since it is the first time that my delegation takes the floor, let me congratulate Ambassador Londoño Soto for her assumption of the presidency of our meeting. Let me also thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for guiding our work on the important issue of IEDs. I would also like to thank the panelists for the updates provided on the situations in Afghanistan, Iraq, Cameroon, and Mali. Switzerland is gravely concerned by the increasing humanitarian consequences of the use of IEDs. In this regard, the work undertaken under amended Protocol 2 to address IEDs is of great importance. We also welcome the adoption by consensus of UNGA resolution on IEDs last month, as well as the work undertaken in other fora, such as the World Customs Organization or Interpol. We believe that a comprehensive and coordinated approach is essential to successfully curb the illegal use and the indiscriminate effects of IEDs. As presented in the recommendations by the first panelist today, an essential element in clearing IEDs is the existence of sound standards. In this regard, we welcome the effort by UNMAS and the IMAS Review Board in further developing modules addressing the clearance of all types of IEDs in humanitarian operations. We consider urgent that these efforts are swiftly taken forward and completed. Ensuring that affected states and humanitarian demining operators can rely on a clear set of standards when dealing with IEDs, which are dedicated to their own field of activity, is essential to keep costs low and to safeguard the already very fragile humanitarian space. Besides the urgent need to develop IMAS modules applying to IEDs, Switzerland would like to congratulate those states who, under the leadership of UNMAS, have contributed to the development of the draft IEDD standards. We are convinced that these technically sound standards can make a considerable contribution in the specific field of action that is outside of the scope of humanitarian demining operations. In particular, we believe that they can be essential in increasing the safety of UN personnel in UN peacekeeping operations affected by IED attacks. The draft IEDD standards fulfill a different function than the IMAS. It is important that there is clarity regarding the scope of each set of standards, notably to avoid duplication and confusion. Accordingly, we believe that clarifying the scope of the draft IEDD standards, making sure that their scope does not encompass humanitarian demining, is essential before that they are adopted. We hope that steps will be taken to this effect. I thank you, Mr. Coordinator.